Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you. Get on this train, let's ride. I got another story for you today. So I had some things to do in town today. I had to go to the dentist. I had to go to the post office to mail some letters. I had to take some books back to the library. And I had to buy some vegetables at the produce market. I have a cloth bag with a picture of a turtle on it. I put everything I needed, the letters and library books, and the turtle bag. I put the bag on my shoulder and got on my bicycle. I rode my bicycle into town. It was a cool but sunny day. It's going to be spring soon, I thought. I could feel spring coming. I could smell spring in the air. I even noticed a few yellow flowers in people's yards and by the side of the road. Riding my bike, that's what I call my bicycle, my bike. I felt like a kid again. It was a beautiful feeling. Such a beautiful feeling. When I got to town, I locked my bike up on a bike rack by the dentist's office. I noticed a sign there. It was mostly yellow and blue, though with a lot of other colors and pictures too. I didn't pay much attention to it. I just went straight in to see the dentist. About 2 hours later, when I left the dentist, I couldn't feel my mouth. It was just hanging open. I left my bike at the dentist's and walked to the other places around town. My next stop was the post office. I was going there to mail some letters. Everywhere I walked in town, I saw another one of those blue and yellow signs hanging somewhere. The first one I saw was hanging up outside the dentist's office. Then, when I got to the post office, I saw one there. But I didn't look closely at it yet. I just mailed my letters. Then I only had books in my bag. I started walking towards the library. I saw another sign hanging at the bus stop by the school. I noticed some others on each side of the bridge that crosses the river. Then I started to notice that there were signs on most of the light poles and traffic lights. It was the number of signs I saw that made me start to wonder what they were all about. When I got to the library, I saw another one of those blue and yellow signs there. I returned my books, so my cloth bag with the turtle on it was empty and very light. I touched my face. It was still hard to feel anything in my mouth. It was time for me to go get the vegetables, though, now. This was the fun part of my trip into town, so I felt more relaxed. As I walked in the direction of the produce market, I decided to take a closer look at one of the signs, those blue and yellow signs, those posters, to see what they were advertising. There was some nice warm sun coming through the trees. The trees were casting cool shadows on the ground. I noticed a couple more of those posters on poles that were in cool, shady spots like those. I didn't want to stop in any cold shadows, though. I wanted to stay in the nice warm sun. I'd seen so many of those posters now that I knew I would eventually see one in the sun. And it didn't take long before I saw one next to a small playground where a few pigeons were walking around. I came up close to the sign. There were lots of pictures of faces on it. Some of the faces were happy. Some of the faces were sad. Some of the faces were of old people. Some were of young people. Some were of women. Some were of men. There were animals on the posters too, but just the faces of the animals, not whole bodies. Faces of dogs, cats, birds, elephants. At the top it said, "Big Show." So this poster, this sign, was advertising some kind of show. I wondered, what kind of show is this? Just a show of some kind? Well, it was happening tonight. It cost $12 for a ticket. I didn't think I could go because my dog Shelby was alone at home, but I really wished I could go. It seemed like a really good poster, so the show would probably be good too. I went inside the produce market and bought some carrots and cabbage. I put the vegetables in my cloth bag with the turtle on it and rode home on my bike. I was starting to feel my mouth again. That's all for this time, friends. Thanks for listening. I look forward to seeing you again on the next Boxcar English, where there's always room for you.